Yes. Go ahead.
All right. The motion is that we're not going to write the safety policy. We're just directing the executive director to see that it gets done. That avoids micromanagement. I'm not there. I don't need to do it. But it puts the people in charge of the foundation in charge. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, okay, who would like to speak, Sarv?
I've said it about three times now, me too.
I've been on the staff before David spoke the first time.
All right, Alice, three folks that I just can't hear you. I'm not trying to ignore you. Okay, William, Dave, Sarv, and Alice.
I'm Miguel. Can you put my name down?
Okay.
Is Miguel there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, William.
I just wanted to echo a lot of what David said, and I'm not going to go into it. Hopefully you remember it was a half hour ago. And I'd just like to say that, again, it's the relationship between staff and board chairs, because a board chair is not – I don't agree with Dan's summation that a board chair is responsible for getting security together, because a board chair doesn't have the ability to put in a requisition to request funds for something like that. It's something that the staff has to collaborate with the board on. So it's just the board needs to spell out their needs and reason, and management needs to make an assessment, because management is something that is here from year to year, and it's important that the staff are really taking their commitment to our quote-unquote democracy seriously and assessing these situations and being more on the ball with them. And I think that that's something that's definitely not happening here in Berkeley.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah, with respect to the point Ray and raised, maybe I'm misunderstanding, but if this motion is to get that implemented by tomorrow, then we don't really have a chance to review it. But is there something in the motion that makes sure that we get a copy of it and an update on it, so if we do need to review it, if there are members who have issues with it or problems with it, that we can deal with it quickly? And then the last thing I just want to say, I'm speaking in favor of the motion, but I would like us to also deal with, either as part of this motion or another, the fact that we have yet to have made sure that the committees of inclusion, which were the mechanism in the bylaws, which were supposed to be at least in part, I mean, this isn't a resolution passed by the IPMB, this is in our bylaws, to deal with some of these things, gets moving. They're still not moving. I don't believe the committee is even formed.
And why do you think that is?
It's my fault.
No, it's all of ours. I mean,
that's
it's
right.
Just not a priority.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly it.
I'm not trying to be facetious.
I think that's the reason for some of the heat, because, you know, we keep coming up with solutions without follow-through, and I could see how somebody aggrieved on that point would say, well, there's no redress anywhere to be had.
Yep.
To the barricades.
All right. I think that's a really good point. The committees of inclusion need to be dealt with. And
but that's not to the point of the motion.
No, it isn't
the motion.
Point of the motion. All right. Sarv.
I happen to agree with Carol. And the reason for that is that, you know, asking for a detailed safety plan and security plan at any given situation within the next 24 hours, I think that's pretty much impossible. And I think that then what it does is it puts some of the burden on us when we approve that plan or not approve that plan. I think the judgment of the management should be counted on that and held responsible for it.
Yep.
And I think we should not be just micromanaging them to every last dot and comma. And I think Carol, in a broad way, making this motion, it makes a lot of sense to me. Thanks.
Thank you, Sarv. Alice.
Yeah, I wondered whether people wanted me to briefly read the Paul Saravel statement that six of us have signed and that Don Rojas is going to promote tomorrow night.
Please don't. That's a long statement.
That's
no,
not to the point of the motion.
I just want to make sure everybody gets it, Carol. Maybe you could,
sure.
Or Alice, maybe you could.
I will. I'll send it to
you. Sure,
everyone.
That we all get it.
Sure.
Are we ready to vote on this?
We have two more people who would like to speak. Miguel, Gerald, and on my list, is there somebody else?
Ray.
Okay, Miguel, Gerald, and Ray.
Who's this?
Miguel, Gerald, and Ray.
Okay, In terms of the safety plan for tomorrow, in the last meeting, and I was mentioned that before, I saw that the meeting, somebody going to get really hurt. It was really ugly. It's tomorrow. Even if there is some safety plan, I mean, I don't know. I think that people here know people from New York for a long time and what they are capable to do or not to do. I would say that I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Even with somebody there, it's going to be difficult. And the reason for that is that we got people in our own board that basically has some control over certain people. And I see people just doing all kind of things, and they just encourage the people to keep going. And that started with the board members. And both sides, or I say both sides because it's basically a black and white issue. And I don't know. I don't vision any big plan. I don't want to be there with a car because that was the we were running Pacifica before with the pressure of the police and so on. So I don't see how it's going to happen.
Miguel?
It is very difficult, yes? Let me just finish that. So in terms of the safety plan, I really don't see it how. I think that my recommendation would be if we can have Dan Rojas there, maybe doing an introduction in terms of the situation, very briefly in terms of the safety concern that based on the last four or five meetings from the local station, and it's getting worse, and also having Bertho addressing the issue in the beginning, maybe people can hold their temper. And also I would like to call the attention in terms of the camera and in terms of what to do with that. I think that has been an issue. Way back to we had the first board that started the whole crisis on WBI in 1999. Even when our own group internal taping and telling the people you cannot take a public meeting, and then raise the issue of censorship and raise. I mean, I really don't care. People, I don't think that is the problem. The people recording the meeting, people videotaping the meeting. I don't think that is the problem. It's the people use any issue to create some problem. And some people say, don't point the camera to me. I mean, it's a very difficult issue that I'm not willing to deal with.
Miguel, are you speaking for or against the motion?
At this point, I just expressed my concern on terms of the safety.
Because you're
not here. I know those people. There is no. I mean, you can bring the National Guard, and believe me, there is no guarantee that somebody can hurt somebody because I saw the temper of those people here. You are not here in those meetings. You hear about the email or you read those emails. Yeah. It's not the same. I know those people. I've been confronted then in black and white for 6 years.
But, Miguel, why don't you guys adopt a camera policy? Because when I looked at the videotapes, half of them were about the video camera.
Okay.
Come on, we've got a motion on the floor.
Have a motion.
Wendy, I don't know what the motion is.
Gerald and Ray, still to speak to the motion. Gerald.
Let's read the motion.
Yes.
Are you speaking?
Please read the motion.
Gerald.
Let me hear the motion.
Come on, you guys.
I don't really know what the motion is. This is Wendy. Could you guys please?
All right. You want the motion?
Hey, can I read the motion again?
Roger, do you have it taken down, or should I read it?
Y'all don't know the damn motion yourself.
Let me just ask Roger. Do you have it written down? Roger?
He's not there. He left.
I don't know what happened to Roger. Oh, dear. Okay.
I wrote it.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I muted myself, and I forgot. I have it written down, but I appreciate Carol reading it again if she has it written down so I can make sure.
No, I don't have it written
down. Okay, I have it written down. All right. It's a two-part motion.
Three parts, because Ambrose added a third part.
Okay, the first part is to authorize a mediation as quickly as possible with the approval of Don Rojas and Berthold Reimers. I'm paraphrasing.
Who will choose a mediator?
Berthold and Don.
I will give them the possible mediators, and they will choose.
What's part two?
Part two is that the board be given a written safety procedures by the executive director.
First thing tomorrow morning.
Well, tomorrow
that was
morning.
What was
kind of important.
And the third part is
But the board directs the executive director to see to it that it's implemented tomorrow.
Call the question.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
The question.
All right, did we everybody understand the motion now?
Yeah, kind of.
We said the last part. I didn't hear it. This is Ray.
Yeah. The
Sorry.
Third part at Ambrose's suggestion was added that the board directs the executive director
to implement.
To implement it, safety measures are implemented at the LSC meeting tomorrow night.
Point of information?
Yes.
Can it be 3 hours before rather than first thing tomorrow morning? Because first thing tomorrow morning I don't think is going to happen if you're talking about...
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, essentially,
needs to be in place by 3 hours before the meeting because of the time difference and everything. And I think that... it'll be done as soon as humanly possible, but
right.
I don't want to create a resolution that can't be upheld.
Right. I think William makes a good point, that the second part of the motion is really simply that we're going to get a copy before this thing meeting
say.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we're going to vote on it tonight, now, right?
Vote tonight, yeah.
Listen, the intent here is not that we approve this policy. It's just that it gets done.
By who?
It's by the executive director, Don Rojas, and the people in charge
before the meeting tomorrow night.
We're not
waiting to speak. Can we?
Yeah, I think we've called a question, haven't we?
Hold on, whether or not to limit debate, folks.
Close debate. And there are people
who called
waiting.
The question?
All right.
Excuse me.
I did, Wendy.
Guess that because I want to speak.
And it's not entirely fair because she asked for a point of information and Ned did that while someone was waiting.
Well, I'm sorry. Let's vote on whether or not to close debate. You want to call the roll?
Almost there.
Or does anybody object to closing debate?
Yeah, I do.
Yes,
I do.
Okay, there you go.
Let's vote.
Dave?
No.
Teresa?
No.
Henry?
No.
Sam? Sonali?
Sorry, could you repeat the thing we're actually voting on?
We're voting on whether to end debate on this motion.
Okay, thank you.
Sonali not here. Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
Yes.
Manning? Abstains. Falangi?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie, Vicky,
abstain.
Gerald,
no.
Wendy,
yes.
Zarina, Alice,
no.
Carol,
yes.
William,
no, not tend a bit.
And Donna. So you need 2/3, and you have...
Motion fails. So, all right. The next people on the stack were Gerald and Ray.
Okay. Look, you know, this is one of these typical mishmash, namby-pamby type of Pacific emotions, and I really want you to look at it carefully. Part of what's wrong with it, we don't even say clearly and forthrightly that we oppose any violence from anybody at the station, and that if it occurs, this or that will happen to you just as sure as the goddamn sun follows the night.
Uh-huh.
That's what, I mean, you got to say something. I mean, here, if you believe what you say, and I'm questioning some of you people, I'm wondering if this is just some kind of corrupt politics. If you believe that people really are threatened with violence, we need to take direct and clear action now. And hell, somebody else might do something, they might not. But we need to say, ourselves, as a board, that we unalterably oppose any violence, that violence has no place at any Pacifica meeting, at any time, for any reason.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, I know we can't make that the amendment. Okay, so
no,
I'm willing to collaborate with whomever would like to put that into plain English. And actually, I think that should be the first part of the goddamn motion. The way I say, I mean, how can you let it go on? No, There will be none. And if there is, you'll be banned from Pacifica. And
now, Gerald, should we say no goddamn violence or no violence?
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Gerald, Gerald, if you make a motion, I'll second it.
I'm saying, yes, I'm saying that I would like to make an amendment to our motion that be the first part, that we, the National Board, unalterably oppose all forms of physical violence at any Pacifica gathering.
Finish it. And that those who perpetrate it will be banned from the premises.
At least from any Pacifica property until we've resolved it.
That's right.
Okay. Wait, so if you're an LSB member and you're accused of inciting violence, we're going to ban you from appearing at the next LSB subcommittee meeting?
Wait a minute, not accused.
You're out.
Now, hold on a minute. Listen.
It has to be accused.
Hold on.
You've got to be careful here.
I'm real clear. We're not talking about the Fred. I talked to Alice about this. We're not talking about the Fred Sanford neck brace, you know?
Right. Right.
We're talking about somebody, you standing right there. What does it take for you to see somebody slug somebody or grab somebody so violently that it shakes their body? I'm not talking about a pat on the back or people get a little carried away snatching the mic from each other, although you want to stay on top of that. I'm talking violence. I'm talking straight-up ghetto violence. I'm talking about real violence.
But, Gerald, how do we make sure that has happened, that it be found?
Yeah, they have witnesses, obviously.
You guys,
excuse me?
Let me take some order here.
Sorry.
I think you have to have actual witnesses to the act, not just the hearsay type of thing. Right there, you ought to see. You got video cameras at the thing.
Well, did your motion say you are banned until such time as an investigation is completed?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so if we do that, we cover ourselves, we do the investigation. If they're an LSB member, we see if we have grounds to remove under the clauses in the bylaws.
That's right.
Folks, we need to discuss this in an orderly way. Now,
the
motion has been made, and it's been seconded. And so now we're on a second are we on an amendment to the motion?
Yes.
We're doing?
Okay.
Yep.
And so that this would be the first part, and we are crafting the language here. I think we have to be very careful about making, ultimatums.
I'm sorry, I appreciate
the point, and I appreciate not wanting to make a motion without any teeth in it, but honestly, how are we going to enforce something like this?
Well, I think we can have an we can ban people from our premises until we have an investigation. If we can't do that, then what the hell are we doing?
Well, Madam Chair, could we possibly answer that in discussion on the amendment?
Yes. On the motion?
I'd like to start a stack, folks, and let's limit our comments to 2 minutes at the absolute most.
Point of information from the Secretary, can we at least try to attempt to restate the motion slowly here?
Val, do you want to restate the motion as carefully as you can?
Okay. What I was suggesting to my colleagues was that we pass an amendment to our main motion, make this the first part of it, and state that the National Board, the Pacifica National Board, is unalterably opposed to all physical violence from any quarter for any reason.
On its properties.
Right.
Or at its meeting.
Or at Pacifica, or on its properties, correct.
What was that? Unalterably opposed.
For information, Marty.
Wait, don't interrupt. Hold on. Let Roger get it down.
Unalterably opposed to any violence.
Physical violence.
Uh-huh.
From any quarter. For any reason.
Uh-huh. At any meeting.
Pacifica
meeting.
Event or meeting. Just event could be a meeting too, right?
Event or...
Yes.
Event. How about event or meeting?
That's fine.
Now, what about the any party who violates?
That's right. Any party that violates this shall be banned from Pacifica properties and events until an investigation of this act of violence is completed by a committee of the local board.
properties.
I think it has to be an alleged act until such time.
That's like guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, it's kind
of. We ain't talking about nobody looking at nobody.
But you don't know what you're talking about, Gerald. You could be my enemy at the meeting.
Should be banned from civic property.
Violence
and
is violence. There's no excuse. We don't want no lawyers' arguments for no damn violence.
Okay. Well, I'd like to be added to the stock.
Mr. Chair, handle the meeting. Folks, we can't run the meeting this way. You have to help me, okay?
All right, I'm sorry. So I hope, I hope I gave you all a sense of the motion. If you all want to correct the English, please feel free.
Okay, he stated his motion. It has been seconded. It is an amendment to the main motion.
I have an amendment.
I'd like to speak. I'd like to have you speak to this part of the resolution.
That's right.
And I must be quick. Please.
This is Mark.
How do we get on the stack, Marty?
Oh, okay.
When do we get on the stack? When do we ask? Williams asked. I'd like to. I think Mark was asking.
So put Ray, please.
All right.
Miguel.
Wait a minute. Marty?
Yes.
Because of the congestion and there being other agenda items, could we take this 2-pro and 2-con?
Yeah.
Yes.
Could we all agree to that?
Yeah.
Yes. Sure, sure.
Thank you, Carol. Good suggestions. And, you want 2-pro and 2-con? All right, so who would like to speak against the motion?
I will.
Mark? Okay, go ahead.
The problem I have with this motion, and I agree with the spirit of it, is just the enforceability of it. I think, first of all, again, it would have to be an alleged act of violence. We can't be judge and jury here. We can't put the onus on an individual to say, okay, you got to prove you didn't do what someone else said you did. And if you're in a situation where you have two sides like this, I mean, I looked at some of the tapes where people were screaming violence, and I didn't see violence.
Right.
And certainly not, to use Gerald's words, ghetto violence. I mean, I think we have to be careful here, because if I have an enemy on the other side, they could accuse me of stepping on their toe, and then that's violence. So I think it's too nebulous to be meaningful, and I think it's well-meaning, but I think ill-conceived.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Thanks for your concision. Would anybody else? Would someone like to speak in favor?
I'll speak in favor.
I would.
Okay, William, go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to amend it, actually. Roger, I need your help. The thing that I'd like to amend is that where it says physical violence, I'd like to add the phrase and harassment. And I'd also like to add somewhere in there, or I guess a third clause to it would be that the LSB board chairs and the board chair of Pacifica work with the general managers and executive director. The board staff relations committee work to establish a grievance process to be utilized at all five stations to be created no later than 30 days after this resolution is created, is what I'd like to add. And I'd like to speak in favor of the motion. I don't appreciate the goddams and the expletives, but I do appreciate the spirit of the motion. And I'm just hoping that I didn't exactly get all of the language, so I really have to hear the whole thing before it's approved. But I am submitting those amendments because I think that they'll help with the ambiguity of, you know, what's alleged and what's not. I hope that it is alleged acts and it's not just an act. And I lastly hope that the board staff relations can work through this, because I think that we do need a process. We need to speak out against violence as a network, as this board, with this statement. And we also need to have a grievance process that can be utilized at all five stations that's uniform, because that's what will really help out individuals that are suffering. Thank you.
Oh, boy. I have secretary here. I lost the second part.
No one seconded it.
There's no second, then
and it dies.
It dies.
Wow. Marty, may I speak to you again?
That's kind of...
Just a moment. Okay. So William's motion dies without a second, and we'll... okay. So who would like to speak again?
Dave?
Go ahead.
I think that I like the spirit also, but I think the formulation needs improvement. So if it fails, I'm going to propose that we instruct the executive director or the manager to arrange for the meeting to be videotaped. that the entire board will review that videotape, that in the event that anybody seen by the board to have incited any violent activity, a recommendation will be made to the executive director that if they are personnel, they're immediately suspended. If they're on the board, a recommendation that they be removed from the board. If it's anybody else, a recommendation will be made that they be banned in the future.
It's an amendment. That's not against.
No, I'm speaking against this formulation, but so as not to have to deal with the substitute motion of arrest. If it fails, I'm going to propose that motion.
So you amended the motion.
No.
Basically, you're speaking against the first
one. No one's seconded anything.
I mean, for all the reasons that Mark elaborated.
Somebody else would like to speak for
it. Let us proceed. He had a right to say what he said. Let's go.
Somebody who'd like to speak in favor of it.
Me. Let me speak in favor.
No. You've spoken. Is there anybody else?
I'll speak in favor. It's a little difficult to speak in favor. I'm in favor of the first clause, that the board is unalterably opposed to physical violence from any quarter for any reason at any Pacifica meeting or event. And I propose to substitute that we strike all the subsequent language in that motion. I don't think that we have at this point had given enough thought to enforcement or how we would carry out all of that stuff. And I think Dave is thinking along those lines, but maybe we could send it to the board, to another committee, to come back with some recommendations. So I'm moving to...
That's not what I said.
I'm speaking in favor of the amendment, but to strike everything after the first clause.
I second that, Alice.
Who are you?
Well, what is it? Can you clarify? I mean...
So you're amending by striking out everything but the first sentence, right, Carol?
That's
now we
correct.
Have an amendment to the amendment. We're just going to have to vote, folks. So let's first vote on this and take them one at a time. So here's the amendment would
actually, point of order, that is the right way. We should just have divide the question and then take it that way.
That's right. It can be done, but I think it's a mistake.
All right.
Marty is following the proper procedure.
All right.
Yeah, she's right.
It hasn't been divided, so let's take each amendment as it came. Okay, so the first, the thing we could vote on now is whether to strike the clause that would...
About banning people.
Of banning people. So simply to...
Pat them on the head.
Roger, do you want to read it? What it would be without that? I'm sorry.
So there's two sentences. We're striking the second sentence. So what we would have is a motion to amend by Sanders to add to the first item of the main motion that the PMB is unalterably opposed to any physical violence from any quarter for any reason at any Pacifica meeting or event.
And the motion that we're voting on is to strike the subsequent sentence.
And the second sentence, and we're now, and that, second sentence would have been any party that commits violence shall be. Oh boy, I was going to type this up later and fix it.
Right.
But any party that is accused of committing violence shall be banned from Pacifica properties and events until the incident can be investigated.
Right. That's right.
Madam Chair, can we take the vote on that?
Basically, that's right.
Striking that part. So
yes.
If you vote yes, you're voting to strike. If you vote no, you're voting to leave it there, okay?
Right.
All right, so Roger, call the roll.
Dave?
Yes.
Teresa? Teresa?
Yes.
Thank you. Henry?
No.
Sam, Sonali, Ray?
Absolutely yes.
Ambrose?
No.
Miguel?
No.
Roger, yes. Kalanji?
No.
Sarv?
Nope.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie? Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald?
No.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina? Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
I have to actually abstain, I'm sorry.
And actually, Roger, I erred. I meant to, I was voting in favor of striking.
I have David voting yes in favor of striking. That's
I'm sorry,
correct.
I'm confused.
Exactly, me too.
When you vote yes, you're saying let's take out the second line on...
Right. And when you vote no, you say it should have some teethus.
Well, it should have a particular set of teeth.
Okay.
When you vote yes, you're saying let Gerald loose with an AK.
Stop. Shall I recall?
You ought to be shamed.
Call
I know,
again. People
you.
Understand. Just complete the role now.
I don't understand.
No. This is something that's a little bit confused then. Because I don't know.
All right. Let me explain it again. If you vote yes, you're voting to strike the
implementation
part of this clause.
Right.
You're voting to let the implementation part of the clause stand. We still haven't voted on the entire resolution.
That is correct.
Okay, we're just voting on this one little amendment. So whether, you know, it's just this part. You might vote yes on the main amendment.
Can you just state the part one more
time?
Will state the part.
Thank you.
Okay, if you vote yes, that means you want to strike the line that says that any party that is accused of committing violence shall be banned from Pacifica properties and events until the incident can be investigated. So you're voting, if you vote yes, you're voting to cut out that line about banning people until it's investigated.
Right.
Okay, now
Teresa. I would like to change my vote to
I'm going to run down the whole thing again.
Okay.
Dave?
Vote again.
Yes.
Go ahead, Roger.
Teresa?
No.
Henry?
Nope.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
No.
Miguel?
I vote yes to strike.
Manning, yes. Kalonji?
I'm going to abstain for it now. I'm not clear yet.
We'll come back to Kalonji. Sarv?
I'll come back to me, Dave.
Come back to Sarv. Mark?
Yes, I'm clear.
Julie? Julie's not on, right?
Yeah, no. I'm back.
That was for Kalonji.
Order, please. Julie?
Yeah, I vote no.
You vote no to not strike it. Vicki?
I vote yes to strike it. I think I'm clear.
Gerald?
No.
Wendy?
I changed my mind. I'm clear. I'm voting no.
Zarina? Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
I'm striking. That's a yes, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Strike correct. And Donna. And so we're coming back to, I believe, Kalonji.
This is why I'm clear. Evidently, I didn't hear properly, but what are we striking?
We're striking the second line of this amendment by Gerald, the second line in which it says that any party that is accused of committing violence shall be banned from Pacifica properties and events until the incident can be investigated.
Oh. The death penalty clause.
That's it.
No.
Do you want it in there or not?
I want it in there.
You want it in there. Okay.
He wants it in. Okay. And I think we came coming back to Sarv.
No.
So the yes votes, yes to strike is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 9 to strike. And 8 not to.
So the chair has to decide whether or not her vote would change the outcome.
Yes, to strike. That's how I would vote.
Okay. Well, it loses. Let's go on, please.
Chair, may I be recognized? Dave?
Yes.
I'd like to make an amendment to the motion that says that we instruct the executive director to arrange for the meeting to be videotaped, that all members of the PNB will review the videotape, that the PMB will make recommendations that any staff persons involved in incitement be suspended, that any board members involved in incitement be removed from the board, and that any other people involved in incitement be banned from future meetings of the board.
You
but
got to tell me what incitement means.
I second.
Yeah. That is a decision that we will make on review.
But man, see, I thought we were working backwards through emotion.
What of information? Did you say that we might remove, or did you, we will remove?
No, I say we will review it, and we will. The PMB will recommend. In the case of incitement by, et cetera, we will recommend. That means that we would have to review the tape as a board, take responsibility. We keep saying that we are responsible, right? So we would take responsibility as a board to remove anybody we deem has acted to incite. If they're staff people, they're suspended. If they're actually, if they're on their programmers, they're removed from the air. If they are board members, we recommend removal. And if they are none of the above, we recommend banning.
Folks, we can't even get through a meeting, let alone watch a videotape and make a judgment.
I mean, we're already working through.
We've got to take a position about this money.
Point of order, yes.
The motion was lost for lack of respect.
A point of order, please. I believe this is not germane to the motion before us.
I agree.
Which is that tomorrow we're going to get a public safety policy from Dan, and we're directing him to see that it's implemented by tomorrow night's LSB meeting at WBAI. I think we need to stay narrow focused, and I think all of these other suggestions are great, but let's deal with them later. We have an immediate emergency.
I respectfully disagree that it is not germane. I believe it is germane. I heard a second. I would like it considered.
This is Wendy. I'd like to say something.
Okay, Wendy.
But Chair has to rule on the point of order.
Yes, and I am going to rule in Carol's favor. And we're going to go ahead and deal
with resolution.
I'd
like to appeal the decision of the chair.
Yes.
I'd like to appeal the decision of the chair, please.
All right. So now we have to vote on the decision of the chair.
And Vera seconded the motion.
I seconded it. This is Wendy.
Is there any discussion on this?
We have an appeal.
No, let's just go.
We're going to vote. We're going to vote whether to
uphold
the chair.
Consider
the chair motion
or not. Okay.
And so the decision of the chair is that my motion, my amendment's out of order.
Yes.
Dave?
No. I mean, well, wait. Do I vote yes or no if I...
You vote yes if you uphold the chair.
Point of clarification.
Okay, no.
Point of clarification.
Yes.
Dave, is this what you said? Is that in addition to Carol's motion?
Yeah, I was amending. Yeah. We voted to strike, so that's been stricken. Now I'm amending Gerald's already amended motion. So I'm saying, in addition to saying we're unalterably opposed, et cetera, et cetera.
No, we already have Carol's motion in the other part. Now you're adding on to that.
Carol's amendment is
trying to. I've overruled him.
Passed.
We have to vote.
Okay, so let's vote, please.
Uphold my overrule or let him do what he wants.
So a yes is to uphold
yes
the chair.
Upholds the chair.
Okay.
Thanks. Now.
Dave.
So Dave's voted. Who's next?
No.
Me, and this is Teresa,
mm-hmm.
And I vote no. I want this motion to be discussed.
So the question is whether it's out of order, whether it's
not
part of the
Henry,
out of order.
Henry? It's out of order. That's a yes. You're upholding the chair's ruling. Sam, Sonali, Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
No.
Manning, yes. Kalonji? Kalonji?
Yes. You hear me?
Yeah, got you now.
Okay.
Sarv?
Come back to me later.
Sarv?
Come back to me later.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
What was that?
Yes.
Julie said yes. Vicky?
Come back to me, please.
Gerald?
Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking, oh, man. Could you come back to me?
Come back,
really...
Gerald. Wendy?
No.
Zarina?
Yes.
Come on, folks.
Alice?
That was Mark. Take his other yes out.
Alice?
No.
No?
No.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
I got to abstain, sorry.
Donna, no. Okay, let's see. Who are we coming back to? Sarv?
Yes.
We're coming back to Vicky?
No.
Gerald, do you abstain?
No.
Oh, you're cheap.
No.
I'm sorry,
right.
Yeah.
I said come back to me, and now I said no.
Hey, you answered my question. Thank you.
Okay.
Gerald says no. Okay, so we have everybody. Did I get everybody that wanted to be gotten? So the yeses to uphold are 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm sorry, let me start again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to uphold. And no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's a tie, 8-8.
That opposes the two. Obviously, I'm going to vote yes to uphold.
Okay, let's move on.
All right,
so what's the
all right, now let's get through the motion, folks, okay? So the first part is we've got to do the violence. Second part is to authorize mediation that's approved by Don Rojas, the CAM, and Berthold Reimers, the chair of the LSB. And the third part is that the ED will present us with procedures 3 hours before the LSB meeting. And the fourth part is that the ED is directed to ensure that safety policy is implemented.
At tomorrow night's LSB meeting.
At tomorrow night's LSB meeting. Can we vote on this motion now?
Point of order. I hate to say this, but I don't think we actually voted on Gerald's amendment as amended.
You're right.
You can do it by no objection. If
no objection to Gerald's amendment, the first...
Well, that's a good one.
Somebody got to mute their stuff.
We go ahead and vote on the entire motion if no one has any objection.
There's such a racket, I can't hear.
Who's making that racket? Somebody's kids in the background.
Okay, I think it's quiet now.
That's my knee from sitting so long. Come on.
Gerald's amendment, as amended, we could vote on the entire resolution.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that?
No.
No objection.
All right. Let's vote on the resolution as a whole, then. Do you want me to review it one more time?
Yes.
Okay. The first part is... And I'm paraphrasing, folks, because I don't have the text in front of me.
Unless you want me to read it.
Okay,
go ahead.
The first part will... Let me just paste it together. It'll take a second here.
And, Henry, could you run the meeting for a minute? I have to step away.
Yes, sure, no problem.
So,
This is Teresa. I have to step away for about 5 minutes.
You want to vote?
Yes, I would.
You can't step away for 5 minutes.
Then Roger's going to call the roll in just a minute. Hang on.
So much discussion, I can't even find the motion anymore.
Okay, can you start calling the roll, please?
Well, he said he's going to try to reread it.
Okay.
There, I found it. Didn't bold it. Oh, my God.
Mr. Chair, while we're waiting, may I ask a question?
You know, Mark, makes it really hard for us to stay focused, or for the secretary to do what he's doing.
I'm not interfering with the secretary finding the words, Carol. Come on now.
I remember being the secretary and how hard it was to focus what we're talking.
I'm there, folks.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That took longer than my question would have, but thank you, Carol.
Let it come.
Thanks for your semi-patience here. Motion by Spinner. The PNB is unalterably opposed to any physical violence from any quarter for any reason at any Pacifica meeting or event. Part 2 authorizes mediation to occur at WBAI with a mediator that the general manager and local station board chair agree upon. Part 3, the board will be emailed a copy of a safety policy by the executive director and WBI general manager by Tuesday morning, July 26th, or 27th, actually.
We changed that to just before the LSB meeting.
3 hours before.
Thank you. 3 hours before, prior to the meeting. And this last part four, is that the PMB mandates that the executive director be sure that the safety plan is implemented at the station.
The PNB directs the executive director to ensure that it's implemented.
When this is all cleaned up is that it begins with, it says that the PNB colon, and then it just lists all the things that are supposed to happen.
Yeah, so we're directing him.
Right.
That's what it says.
Directs.
Not mandating. Directs.
Right, directing.
Because we're directing.
That's much better.
Can you please call the roll then?
Mm-hmm. Let me get to the end now.
I'm scared to breathe. I'm not going to say anything. Go ahead.
Hush up, Mark.
I have a point of order. Does Henry get to vote since he's the temporary chair?
No.
Point of order. He votes if his vote makes a difference.
Right. Okay.
Vote on main motion. Secretary should learn. Okay. Dave?
Yes.
Teresa? She stepped away. I'll come back to Teresa. Henry? Oh, Henry doesn't vote just now. Ray?
Abstain.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel? Come back, Miguel. Roger, yes. Kalanji?
Yes.
Sarv? Come back. Mark?
Yes, and I think the motion should be read before the meeting, if it passes.
Uh-huh. Read before the LSP meeting?
Yes.
Can I get a
good idea?
Roll call, please?
Sorry, we're in the middle of a vote here. Julie?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes, but, Secretary, the TIFAS, you forgot the TIFAS.
We have voted on it.
The TIFAs have been not only stricken but ruled out of order to try and put an end.
Folks, we're in the middle of a roll call.
Yeah, I'd lost Jill anyway. So, Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina? Alice?
Yes.
Cheryl?
Yes.
William?
Main motion, yeah.
Coming back to Teresa? Coming back, Ray abstained, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Miguel, did you vote?
She's not here.
Miguel's not there. The motion passes. There's all yeses and no noes.
Okay, then.
Chair, may I be recognized?
I beg your pardon?
This is David. May I be recognized?
Yes. Go ahead.
I'd like to move that Mark's idea that it be read at the outset of the next meeting. I'd like to move that we request it be read by the chair of the board at the...
Second.
Hang on, I'm not done. And I would like to move the thing that was just ruled out of order as an amendment.
Okay, we have two situations here.
You can
first
make the motion now. It is in order, I think.
One moment, please. So, is there any objection to the first proposal from Dave? From that this be read before the meeting?
Before the LSB meeting.
I wanted to do that part. I don't want to have to ride on Dave's, that long thing he's adding on.
Okay. I will defer.
Hold it right there.
Can I just do Dave
thing
to read it?
Order,
before?
Please. Let the chair.
One moment, please. Let Dave to please read your first proposal.
I'll defer to Mark since he was the original person who submitted it.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. I move that we require the LSB chair LSB chair to read the motion that we just passed before the start of the LSB meeting tomorrow.
I second.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Wait a minute.
Yes, Alice?
I'm still studying. I'm trying to imagine. Wait a second. I want to be sure. I'm going to be there. Yes, I approve of it.
Okay, so there is no objections.
Okay, Henry, may I be recognized now to make my motion?
Yes, sure.
The motion that I would like to make is, as stated previously, that we instruct the executive director to arrange for the board the LSB meeting to be videotaped, that all members of the PNB will be sent a copy of the video and to review it, and that we will recommend suspension of any person that we deem to have been guilty of incitement to violence. We will recommend that if they are staff people, they are suspended. Programmers removed immediately from the air. board members removed from the board or other persons permanently banned.
This is Wendy. I'd like to make an amendment.
Okay.
Well, wait,
he hasn't finished, Wendy.
No, is there...
I still want to amend it.
Not permanently banned, just banned. Is there a second?
Point of order. If Wendy can...
I
know that all of you want to speak, but first let's finish Dave. Are you finished, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you repeat the totality of Dave's, please?
I can't do it.
Let's not if there's no second. It's a waste of time.
Well, I couldn't hear part of it.
There's a second?
Okay.
There's a second. I just couldn't unmute the phone. But I just wanted to hear the whole thing in one, you know, without a whole lot of ums and ahs.
So
okay, one
moment,
please. Royer, do you have it?
I definitely don't have it.
Okay, Dave, can you please repeat it slowly?
The PMB instructs the executive director to arrange for the WBAI LSB meeting to be tomorrow night to be videotaped.
Okay.
That all members of the PMB will be provided with the video for review. That the PNB will recommend that any person, that persons it deems to have been responsible for violence or incitement to violence be, A, in the case of a staff person, suspended.
Back up, that the PNB recommends that all people, what?
Any persons that we deem to have been responsible for violence or incitement to violence be...
You're going to email me this later, right?
I suppose.
Where's the motion sheet?
Okay, hang on. And so, A, if the person is staff person, people, they will be suspended. If they are...
Staff will be suspended?
Staff will be suspended. Programmers will be removed from the air. Board members will be... We will recommend, by the way, we will recommend these things. Board members be removed from the board. And other persons be banned from meetings for the premises of WBAI and meetings of the board.
C is board members removed from the board. That's actually, you can't do that.
You can recommend it.
We can recommend, okay. Board, sorry, I'm out of order, sorry.
And
board
I'm
members.
Not sure you're right, by the way. I believe the board of directors has the right to remove any member.
I stand corrected.
I'd like to be on the staff.
Can you please?
Hold that. Where the secretary doesn't type as fast as you all think. So.
And I'm hoping Wendy's first because I...
Yes, one moment, please,
what's
Wendy.
I'm back, but I want to speak against this motion, you can still be chair.
Okay, sorry, we're going to get part D there one more time.
D is other persons will be banned from... the premises of WBAI or meetings of the board.
Okay, is that all?
Okay,
one more. So there is a second, okay?
Sarv.
There is a second. Now I have Wendy, and then Marty, and Sarv.
And
Ambrose.
And Ray.
I know you have Mark.
And Ray.
Mark.
And William.
And Roger.
Ray. Roger. Williams, do you want to be here?
Please.
Okay.
Although I'm against. I don't know how many against you have.
I don't know. Let's
and then I'm gonna get on that stack right there.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Wendy. Can I start talking?
Yes, please, go ahead.
My amendment is actually minimal. What I have seen at these kind of meetings is that one video camera cannot possibly catch everything that goes on at these kind of meetings. So, I mean, some of the things happen, like, in the hallway. So my amendment is that whatever video tapes are record the meeting, that the PNB consider all of them, and I'm not going to mess with the rest of it. I don't know what I'll do about that, but that's my point is that, yeah, okay, we can have the executive director order somebody to videotape it, but there's going to be other people there videotaping it too. So I would like the PNB to consider all videotapes of the same event before rendering this serious kind of decision.
Okay. Would that be by subpoena, Wendy?
Yeah. Hold it right there. So we have this amendment.
Mark, you think that shit is funny. It ain't funny.
Is anybody second?
No, I know.
I seconded it. This is Alice.
You are seconding that. Okay, then let's discuss this amendment.
Let me just clarify. I'm not saying that we're going to order a whole bunch of people to videotape it, but I'm saying if other people offer videotapes of the same event, I want the PNB to consider them, too.
Okay. Isn't that a friendly amendment? Can't we just accept that and go on?
Accept that without objection?
Yes. Yeah.
Are there any objections?
Oh, what's that? Say that again.
Are there any objections to the amendment that Wendy has presented that all videotapes be presented?
And considered.
And considered? No?
Yes. Yes, I object.
I'm
there are five
who is this? Oh, come on.
I'm waiting 5 hours.
Who is objecting?
I'm against the whole thing.
Yeah,
the whole thing, that's okay. Don't object to the amendment. It'll just slow everything down.
Okay. So there's one objection. Let's go and vote for it. Quit fast. How many are for maintaining the amendment that Wendy just presented?
I am.
We have to call the roll.
We have to call the roll. Okay. Royer, can you please call the roll? Only in the amendment that Wendy has presented, that all the videotapes be considered. Dave?
This is 10 videotapes.
Dave?
Oh, God. Okay, yes.
Teresa? I guess Marty can vote now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you calling on me?
Yeah.
No.
Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Miguel?
Just a clarification. If I vote no, that means
the only amendment is a strike.
It means if somebody else sends in a video, you can't consider it if you vote no.
That's not what it
doesn't say we can't.
It's not our position that we will.
Well, I mean, I am favored. I don't know say yes or no, but I am favored that to check, to consider all the videos they.
That's
a yes. So you're a yes.
Okay, and then yes.
Yeah, I'll abstain in this one. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
No.
Mark?
No.
Julie?
No.
Vicky?
No.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina? I keep calling you, she's not here. Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
Abstain. And I know why I'm abstaining.
Did I miss anybody?
Marty?
I voted.
Yeah. Let me just do something real quick here. So I believe...
the belief system.
Yeah. So the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. And no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. The no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 7 to 6.
Yeah, I got 7 no's.
I think I need to count that again. Sorry, folks. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 yes, and no, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, I have a tie.
So I can rule on this one then?
Yeah.
Yep. I say yes.
So that's it passes 8 to 7.
The amendment passes. Now, let's keep on going with the list that I have over here. Marty?
Well, I speak against this. I understand that it is an attempt to really see what's going on and to offer some teeth to our abhorrence of violence. I appreciate that sentiment. Why I would vote against it is that we're way, way beyond our agenda now. We have so much to do that is within our purview, that is so important for us to get done, that we're not getting done. And I see this as an added expense, as something where we can only be advisory, except to the LSB members, but nobody else. We have no authority over kicking somebody out of the station. And I think it's a waste of our time.
Okay.
Carol, I'd like to be in the set.
That's not true what you said.
I still have one, my list over here. Next one is Sarf.
There are a lot of good points here, but I have some of the points that Marty said that I concur with. But I think beyond that, I think what we are trying to do here, we are imagining a ultimate doomsday scenario, and that we have to have all these video cameras and this.